Welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's not supposed to happen.
You told me that doesn't happen anymore.
I know, but it's not supposed to happen. But it did. And welcome, welcome, welcome.
How you doing?
We are back and in full effect. Tonight, you're joining amongst friends. Anywho,
how many ends is that?
I don't know.
All of them.
Anywho, so you can be a part of the conversation by dialing 760-683-2662. You can also join us and hit us up on Twitter at amongst_friends. And then if you are on Facebook, you can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends. And then lastly, you can hit us up on our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Ask for join in, and you can get in on the conversation. So, as we're coming back into a new season, a new era, a new time with friends. Tonight, we're just doing a round table.
We're just talking.
We just want to know what's on your mind.
But the table is square, in case anybody was
wondering. So they wasn't worried about that? And it didn't even need to be addressed? But anywho, so tonight we're just talking. You know, there's a lot been going on since we've last talked to you guys.
Ooh, child.
So, I need for y'all to catch me up. What's been going on? What's happening? And then we can delve into some of the things that I'd like to talk about tonight. Oh, just, you know, if you're wondering who's talking, we have D-Rob in the building. Yours truly. You have Breezy.
What's going on, people? So I missed y'all.
The ladies missed you as well. And lastly, but not least, we have Miss Bree in the building.
How you doing?
All right, so Breezy, what's been going on? We've missed you.
Man, you know, life, you know, throws you a curveball.
It does indeed throw you a curveball. Because I could talk about that for a minute. I could talk about that.
Well, you know, I see what's been going on with me.
Okay. That's what we'd like.
So, about a year ago, the company that I worked for,
mm-hmm.
we hired a new CEO. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, with new management, things, changes on the horizon.
Right.
And so, you know, changes started happening. The department that I worked in, our budget was cut in half.
Mm.
Our clientele, you know, was the employees, so we didn't really bring any money in. So, long story short, some of the changes happened, and the changes happened to my department, whereas, you know, unfortunately, I was let go. I wasn't the only one. I wasn't fired or anything, but, you know, so that's what's going on with me. So I'm trying to, you know, get back to, just trying to get back. You know, so I started a job this week, so we'll see how that goes. So that's what's going on with me.
A job doing what? You struggling?
Yeah, that was
it. Look, that's after the show.
My bad. Okay, you got it.
All right, that's what's up. You know, it's funny because I wasn't laid off. I'm a federal contractor. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that live on the air. But anyway, I work with the federal of government.
Of government.
And so they had some contract issues, and we had to go to another contract, and then something went wrong with that one, and we had to go to another contract, which has not started. So here's my dilemma. They're willing to give me advanced leave, But I only accrue like 4 hours every 2 weeks. I'm going to have to stay with them for a minute to build back up them 40 hours because I've exhausted all my leave. So I made the decision that I wasn't going to get paid for a week. It's hurting my feelings right now. So that I'm not tied to one company, I had to make a decision. It was tough. I'm still, like, I made the decision today. That's why it's a little fresh on mine. Luckily, I'm able to, you know, I have savings for this thing as a contractor, but still, I got trips and stuff I need to go on. I can't be making trips.
It's hard to spend a life with no money.
Well, this is true. I keep thinking I need a sugar daddy, somebody who could take care of my bills, and I can just live my life. Yeah.
The problem with sugar daddies is that they invented Viagra.
Well.
Back in the day, you know, the sugar daddy was just a sugar daddy, but now he wants something too.
Pay what you owe.
Shorty. What's been going on?
Okay, so speaking of making recent decisions,
mm-hmm.
I've decided today as I was coming here that I'm going to put in my letter of resignation with my choir.
What brought this on? If you don't mind me asking.
Huh?
I said, what brought this on, if you don't mind
school
me asking?
School is kicking my entire tail.
The entire tail?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of back then, okay? School is kicking my tail, and the choir was taking up Thursday evenings, all day Sunday, and most of my papers are due on Sundays. And even if I, like, don't procrastinate, it's hard to just sit down to write a paper in one day and be like, okay, I'm done. So you got to go back to it. You got to make sure it's okay. And so it was too much. And I just wasn't feeling it. Being out of the house 4 days a week and then all day on Sunday, it just wasn't giving me time to get me together and, you know, do my best work. So after this, I'll be sending an email. As long as they're not listening. No device, bitch, you'll be. Just wait till I send my email. Thank you.
So if they were to actually hear you on the radio.
I guess they should notice right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but could someone come and talk you out of your decision?
Anyway, try and talk me out of my decision.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, what else has been going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, yo.
I'm listening.
The Prince concert?
How was it?
Yeah, that wasn't. Was he speechless?
That Prince concert? That little Bama goes, okay? Goes. Oh my gosh, it was so good. And, like, I wasn't even going to go, right? Everybody's, like, making this mad dash for tickets. Oh, I got tickets here. I got tickets there. Da-da-da. Like, it's too much. There's too much stress. I'm not trying to find nobody to go with and all of this stuff. And my friend, unfortunately, thought he was being clever and bought several tickets to try to sell and didn't sell all of them. So, yeah, I had floor seats. The seats were freaking amazing. Like, I could see him even though everybody was standing up. It was great. Great. And now poor Marilyn Mosby is in trouble for coming out on stage and waving.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Because they said it showed a conflict of interest that she was at a concert for peace.
So this should be about peace?
Wasn't that the whole purpose?
Hey, man, look. They trying to pin anything they can on her, so... Whatever.
Okay.
So is she supposed to be about a conflict or something?
She wasn't supposed to. I guess she could have been there, but waving somehow made her, I don't know, words, law, etc. Somebody actually posted, excuse me, y'all, but this Popeye was real good. Somebody actually posted the statute that she had violated. And I was like, oh, that's dumb. Okay, moving on.
So it was an actual law that she had.
It's an ordinance.
Like
law.
A code of conduct for Maryland lawyers or something like that.
Lawyers can't be fans of artists? Of artists?
Because of the publicity of it and all of that stuff, and that it was, people said it was supporting Freddie Gray's family, because Freddie Gray's family was there, Michael Brown's family was there.
Right.
They said it was supporting their family. So
she spoke with it being different or something?
But because she's prosecuting the people that supposedly killed him, they say it shows a conflict of interest to be there to support the family, even though...
But is she prosecuted? Isn't she supporting the family?
Look, man, I don't agree with it. I'm just telling you what...
This is way over my head.
Yeah, mine too, child. That's why I'm like, these red beans and rice, though.
So how do you guys feel about Baltimore?
With the system being on fire? How is it somebody that could be handcuffed and mysteriously have a severed back and you don't know how it happened? And then you wonder why the city's in flames?
Baltimore has settled 2,500. No, correction. Baltimore has denied 2,500 people into their detainment facilities because of injuries. So when they get to wherever wherever they're detaining them, they've had to send them to the hospital. So
once they arrive,
here's my thing: if you arrest someone and they are in a poor physical condition, you shouldn't take them to jail anyway. Clearly, they need medical attention. So if when you get to the scene, the person is not injured, but then when they get to the jail, they are. So something's going wrong there. Either in transit or you're not taking injured people to the hospital like they need to be.
Right.
Transported.
I mean, it's a surprise that
suspect, victim, whatever. Like, if I'm in handcuffs, if I can't hold my head up or whatever, like.
I mean, it's no surprise that, cops speed on suspects. You know, you can try.
My dad's a cop. Watch your mouth.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, I'm not saying all cops. Those that do.
Mm-hmm.
They can laugh and joking and explain certain things away. You know, how you get black eye? Oh, he ran to a door. Ha ha ha. You can't explain, vertebrae. The fact that the charges that were brought against him, that's talking about downgrading, I don't understand. And I mean, this man was clearly murdered in the presence of these six officers. You know, one was driving. So how is that, how are those charges lessened? It's not like you fail.
It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
Oh, the proof is there. The physical proof.
A dead body isn't evidence of murder.
You said it's not?
No.
Right.
So a man is just walking, sitting up, and all of a sudden...
Did you see the video? I don't even think he was standing up when they put him in there. But they definitely didn't restrain him once they put him on the van.
So.
And then it made an unscheduled stop. Awesome.
I don't know all the details. So I can't dispute. Yay. Hey, right. This will happen. And bam, bam, bam. This. But how does it make you feel? So you feel that. Because of his death, the riots were okay. Like, that should have been expected.
No.
That's not justification.
Explanation is not justification.
There's only so long you can keep your neck on someone's, keep your foot on someone's neck.
Okay.
Before they fight back.
Right.
Now, is rioting and looting your own neighborhood the answer? I don't think so, but hey, you know, this has been going on for years and years. People are starting to no longer stand idle and be quiet. And unfortunately, this is what happens. So, you know, it's justification, though, but they are fighting back. And you can't be surprised that if another suspect is killed or suspected to be killed by police, if it happens again. I mean, this is probably going to be the norm from now on. If it doesn't get worse than this. I mean, you can't, you know, be peaceful, be quiet, turn the other cheek, but for so long.
They forced those kids to do that, by the way. They caged them in like animals. They let them out of school and then gave them no way home and surrounded them. And I'm not even a conspiracy theorist, but that's what happened.
Okay.
I'm not saying they forced them to riot, but they left them little to no choice to get home.
Now, did you not have this conversation before about how you're not the violent type? How
I'm not. I will speak nonviolent.
But what happens?
And walk away.
But what happens if your words fall on deaf ears? Continue.
Me personally, I'm going to start fighting the way that I know how.
And that's what they did.
People fight back different ways. You know, some fight just for the sake of fighting, and then some are just because they can't take it anymore. They are tired of the injustice. They're tired of, you know, not being heard. And when you have that happens, and you see what happens. You know, it's happened in
yeah, but how much, and how much of that is
what do you hear to
wait, wait, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're right. There's only so much a person can take before the water spills over, it boils over, all of that kind of stuff. But how much of this is for these young kids? Yes, I get the whole Trayvon Martin, you know, kids wearing hoodies and, you know, there's racial profiling and stuff like that. But how much of that is, like, have these kids really gone through? Like, I say that because here
do you
I
know
am.
Anyone from Baltimore?
I do. Here I am, almost 40 years old, and I've never, ever in life been called a nigger or anything like that. Now, have I been harassed by a police officer? Absolutely. So my question with these kids today, they're just angry, period. They can come from really good homes, and they're angry. And so someone throws a rock, and they're just like angry. Yes, I'm gonna throw a rock too. So how much is it we're fighting the cause? Are you just?
No, you know, I don't think everybody was out there even marching peacefully was doing it to raise their voices.
Right.
You know, I do think that some people took it as an excuse to
right.
fight, to act a fool. But that doesn't mean that everybody was out there like that. I mean, how many of the kids in Baltimore have the experience police brutality? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure a large segment has.
I agree.
You know? So, again, some people just, you know, take it as a reason to act a fool. And some people are really just using it to vent their frustrations and to have their voices finally heard. Because sometimes the only way you can be heard is through action.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but you've seen The Wire, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of it.
It's a great show.
There was one season where they focused solely on the kids.
It's like a season.
And three. The Wire is based on 100% real people on real things. Excuse me. So the way that the system is set up in Baltimore, period, the education system, and from what I know from educators and people who worked in Baltimore in grants and education and things like that. They set those kids up for failure from day one. Baltimore had a, don't quote me on this because I didn't do my research because I didn't know we wanted to discuss this, but Baltimore had a large rate of children failing. So mm-hmm. instead of teaching them better, they changed what the grades were. They changed what makes a D, what makes a C, what makes a B, what makes an A. So, they basically grade on the curve, graded on the curve, and then.
Well, speaking of teaching, I'm
just saying that a lot of what's going on in Baltimore is not just about kids being angry. It's about policies that have failed entire neighborhoods, the whole city, basically. If you aren't down to, you know, if you were already there, you've been fundamentally ignored in Baltimore unless you had money. And this is coming from, I know people that live on the west side, the east side, out by the county, you know.
Baltimore's in bad shape.
It's not a pretty city. It's not.
Okay, but knowing that Baltimore is not a pretty city, that...
Hold on. You all can join the conversation by calling in at
760-683-2662.
You can also get us at, on Twitter at amongst_friends. Of course, hit us up in the group, Amongst Friends Talk, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and Amongst Friends Show. But getting back to what you're saying, Ms. Rob.
You know how you say, when is enough enough? You know, what would you do in this situation? So my thing would be, so if the school systems are bad, you know what I'm saying, and my property value is going down because the neighborhoods are constantly just not being looked after, it's, where are the people who take pride in Baltimore and saying, you know, no, things need to change. This is what needs to happen.
They're there, but they're being dragged out by gentrification.
I mean, you can
say people that are fighting for the people of Baltimore, the people that were born and raised in Baltimore, are being drowned out by the companies that are there to gentrify and make money. Just like it's going on in D.C.
D.C. is not talking city anymore, that's for sure.
Speaking of which, there's a list of that somebody posted of black-owned restaurants in D.C.
Mm-mm.
And most of them weren't even like real restaurants. However, if you go down 18th Street, U Street, yeah. It's new restaurants popping up all over the place. How do you explain the fact that there's not more black people that want to start restaurants in D.C., but all of these people are moving in from out of town and just, oh, I want this building, and they just move in and open up. There's a freaking, what is it, a port bar? Do you know what port is?
What is that?
Like super sweet wine, like liqueur almost. It's like after dinner drinks. There's a port bar. But Horace and Dickie's is still in a little kitchen area space. Well, actually, there are two Horace and Dickie's now, but still. I'm just saying, this...
Well, you know...
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but these are the things that I have witnessed in D.C. I'm from D.C. I was born in D.C. I was raised in D.C.
Well, we know...
I can see D.C. from my window.
To piggyback what you were talking about, the school systems, I know you know what you heard what's going on in Atlanta, right? Atlanta public school systems.
Yeah.
As much, everybody's to blame. I don't think the blame should fall squarely on the teachers. That's for sure. I mean, that comes from the school system. So that comes from administration all down. My father, he taught in a suburban county. He taught Air Force ROTC. So he wasn't under the same restrictions and guidelines as regular teachers. When he said at his school, he said that he saw another principal pressure the teachers to teach the test. And that's what's been going on in Atlanta. You know, they're not trying to educate the kids. They're trying to teach the test.
Yeah, and that's the number one issue with our school system. They're teaching to the test. That's it.
Yeah, not trying to educate.
And based upon whether the children pass the test is whether teachers keep their job, which is how teachers end up cheating, which is how teachers end up in jail.
But that's
getting more time than teachers who had sex with their students, but whatever. Ooh, what's that?
But it comes from the principal. That also comes from, you know, somebody in the administration too, I think.
Let me see that menu.
Yeah, we got some menus around right now.
Hey, look, man.
I knew that was Thai food. I love Thai food. She out here eating Patsy U, and I'm eating Popeyes.
That's not true.
Wasn't that Patsy U in here?
No.
It looked like
all right, so. So, yeah, that's just some of our thoughts on Baltimore. What are yours? Hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
You're not going to be satisfied because she backhands you. You just really asking for it today.
No, he knows that I'm real, real big on nonviolence. Real big. Mm-hmm. I am literally a turn the other cheek type of person. Now, what I will do is I will write letters.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I've seen you smack somebody before.
You put the pear there?
So, I'm sorry, I couldn't let that one slide, man. She's like, I'm nonviolent. And she smacked the dog crap out of somebody.
Okay. I know you had it in you.
All right, sorry.
You know what's funny about that is I asked somebody about that, and I was like, I'm going to be on my good behavior this time. And I said, did you see that? And he was like, yeah, I absolutely did.
Everybody saw it. No one said anything because they didn't want the situation to escalate. But we were all like, yeah.
Mm. You were putting a pan there.
No, I wasn't. It was just...
A pimp
and it was an intense situation. Nonviolence is the route.
It's the attempt.
It's a thought, right?
Nonviolence is the original route. The alternate route is to smack a bitch, though. That's the alternate.
Listen.
You have to pause on a bitch?
Listen, it was a very stressful situation, and I was provoked. There you go. I was provoked.
See, but that's where your limit is. So guess where their limit was? Hey, kids, why don't you shut up and go home? How are we supposed to get home? You shut down the transportation system. Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it? You're sorry, N-words.
Oh, well.
In a box, you win.
Now what? Let's move on, shall we?
We finish your original.
But I can't.
Without slapping somebody?
Sir, we moved on. I got some nails in my purse so you can build a bridge. Let's get over it. Come on.
Listen.
All right.
You write letters. You go to your congressman.
Your congressman ain't listening to you. You ain't got no damn money.
Listen. There's this lady in the Bible who kept going. She kept going to that man and he kept denying her. And then to her because he was tired of seeing her face. How come I can't do that?
Who was the woman?
I don't remember her name.
Who was the man?
Listen, woman, this is not Bible study. This is what this is not. I'm saying I can get on someone's nerves. Sort of like the guy who sent you the email today?
Oh, we didn't know that. Can we talk about that? Let's talk. Can we? That's a great segue. Let's segue into proper, okay, business
etiquette.
Shall we? Okay. So, if this is your first time ever listening to us, my name is Bree Cooley, and I can't stand creepy men. Okay? They make my skin crawl. I work with a creep, and I cuss him out my head on a regular basis because he does creepy things. Oh, today, he left a flavor packet on my coworker's desk because she likes shrimp oodles and noodles. So he just left the flavor packet from the oodles and noodles on her desk. And when she got to her desk, she thought it was a condom. She was freaked out.
He was being considerate. He saw what she liked. It was a little thing.
Why did you leave the whole pack of noodles in?
Because I ate them. All I need is salt and pepper.
I'm telling you, that man is a creep, man. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So, oh, Jesus. So, I received an email today from I work in, it doesn't matter what I work in. I work for the government. I have a purchase card. And so, all manner of people that have their own businesses that do supplies and such, they contact me. So I was contacted today by a man that wanted to get in touch with me regarding a phone conversation that we had had previously, a phone conversation that I do not recall. However, he seems to remember it quite fondly. And I'm actually right now looking for it because that's why I'm still talking, because I haven't found it yet. Don't worry, I'm getting to it. But the way the email was worded made me extremely uncomfortable.
Well, keep that over your shoulder.
I really felt like if I looked up, he was going to be looking in the window at me. Like, yes, no, seriously. And something that I did not add earlier is that the email had a picture.
You want me to read it?
No, I found it.
Okay.
The email had a picture of a minion with a sad face, like a pleading face minion at the top. I didn't see, because I didn't download it, because you have to download pictures in government emails, and I didn't download the picture until I forwarded it to one of my friends, and I was like, what the shit is this? Okay, so the email reads as thus. Good day. I hope I'm not being so importunate. I had to look that up because I was like, you ain't no
words. You have 50
words? With you for contacting you again. Okay. That first sentence right there made my skin absolutely crawl. It sounded like I was like, okay, yeah, nice meeting you, but no thank you. And then you looked up my email address. Like, that's how I felt. I just want to check back with you regarding our previous conversation. I don't even remember talking to this dude, but he remembers me. And maybe this time around it would be fruitful. Does this not sound like some sort of Nigerian love scam? Or, like, next you're going to tell me you are a prince trapped in another country and you need me to forward you some money. Like, what is this about right now? You would like to have friendship with me. Like, that's what it sounds like. So for like a good 20 minutes, I didn't even read the rest of the email because I felt creeped out. And then I read this part. I don't want to bother you that much, but you do want to bother me though, okay? But maybe you can tell me what I need to do to earn your business. That would be something that I will appreciate and cherish.
Like, it's listening to you for sex.
seriously, by the time I read that second paragraph, I felt like he had reached out and touched my titty. Like, I'd be sexually harassed by this email. I don't appreciate it.
So hold your word if it's going to harass somebody.
So he ends it by saying, please let me know so I can comply. Sir, are you trying to be my love servant? What is going on? I think it's been a while. I'm sure it's been a while, sir, by reading this email. It's been a long time for you, clearly.
He ain't had another minute.
And maybe my patience would pay off already. And then he goes on to say, we're a one-stop shop, so any type of supplies, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, I can definitely get you the best possible solution, not only the price, but the overall package. Sir, get out my damn email. I marked him as junk mail so damn fast. Well, not fast.
I need to go take a shower.
You feel dirty, right? I was at work, like, clutching my pearls. I was like, first he walked up behind grabbed me and started whispering in my ear. Then he reached over and then at the end, he just had his hard penis pressed into my back.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, God. I really felt sexually harassed by that email.
The cyber crimes department or the police department.
Okay. Where is Lil Bow Wow when you need him? Isn't he on that new CSI cyber? I need him on the case. Because this dude just all the way weirded
and
me
he
out.
Didn't bother to mention what conversation you all had before. He just said, like, I know about that before. And
he was like, I know you remember me because I definitely remember you. Remember that thing we talked about? Let's do that. And then some. Holla.
Y'all need this here.
You really do.
That's how I felt. He was looking at me when he typed the email, man. I'm serious. That thing, woo.
And then he finished off with, don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
Okay. Treat yourself.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just glad that you thought that that was creepy, too, because most dudes be like, what's the problem? Because, again, dudes don't know what the shit is creepy. But not only is that creepy, that's not professional at all. Like,
right
that, and then my coworker, the one that V apparently thinks is so nice.
That isn't.
The girl that sits at the front desk. I'm sorry, the lady. I got to stop calling her a girl. She's a grown woman. The lady that sits at the front desk. She's popular. People come by and talk to her. So one day, he kept waiting for a chance to speak to her. Like, he kept coming up, and she'd be talking to somebody else. He'd go back. And so he stood, huh?
That would be a dog.
Yes.
Dogs keep
for a whole other list of reasons. Anyway, so he walks up to her and says, I just want to let you know that I really like the way that you're raising your children. And blah, blah, blah. And she looked at him like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Does he know?
I just really wanted you. Let me tell you what this MF did. He saw her at the grocery store, a grocery store that's not near her house that she mentioned she might go to. He happened to be there at the same time, sitting in his car. She's walking into the grocery store. He sits in his car and watches her go in.
Oh, Jesus.
Watches her, observes her with her children, and then once in the grocery store, doesn't even say, oh, hi. So he sees her, knows where she is, and does not speak to her until he comes to work the next day. And then he stands by her desk and waits for her to get off the phone to tell her, I appreciate how you're raising your children, or something like that. That's not creepy? I'm sorry. Are you, sir? Hello?
No.
I was about to say, nobody could see you nodding your head.
That's a little stalkerish right there.
And it made her very uncomfortable.
I would imagine so.
Yeah,
I don't understand how you don't know that that's not okay. And then to say, oh, I saw you in the store, but I didn't want to disturb you. So you just watched me? You freaking creep.
That's what
covered
right there.
I need people to get some business acumen about their lives.
But that has nothing to do with business acumen. That's just creepy as all hell.
Like, who stalks somebody from work, though? Like, ew. Duh.
He was like, winning!
he swore he was winning, child. That email just bothered me so bad. Like, I was seriously disturbed. Like, I was having freaking flashbacks of being stalked. Like, for real. I was just like,
like, can you see me?
Yes,
looking at
I was
right
like,
now?
This ninja might have bodies
blinds
in his basement. Like,
email?
What is this?
You read the email?
I was like, what is this? What is this right now? What is going on? Like, I was looking around like, am I being punked? Because honestly, the way it was worded, the title of the email, I thought it was spam. And I should have just deleted it. But then I wouldn't have had anything to talk about right now.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
I do it for y'all. I do it for the people, man.
We have a story to tell. We put ourselves in the line.
That's
right.
That's right.
Right.
Just like comedians stay in situations so they can have a joke. I'm here for the stories, man. I'm here for the story.
Let me tell you. That's...
So what creeps you out, D?
That story just creeped around. You ain't see her face?
I mean, that, but.
Slim. That creeped me out, for real.
That would freak me out, too. Like, is this chick being on my cheek or some shit?
No, like, I really, like, the very first sentence, I looked out the window. I had to see how far away he was. Seriously, like, I had to look and see what company he worked for. He's in California, but that doesn't mean that he won't drive across country wearing a diaper to see me, okay? Like, oh, my God. So the first paragraph, I was like, okay, is he looking at me? Then 20 minutes later, I read the second paragraph, and I was like, did he just touch my titty? And then by the third paragraph, he just had a full-on
yeah, he was on top of
you. Like, what are you doing, sir?
He get on top of me and do his business.
Like, I really, oh, my God.
Well, what creeps me out is supervisors and or colored people, not my colored people, but colored people who don't non-minorities, apparently. But anyway.
I'm lost. Okay. Let's try to follow.
Those who do not know how to respect boundaries. So, like, if they're standing, you're at work, and they come and talk to you
like this. You need to back up. No.
Right. No, all on you.
No. That she just came and rested her boobs on Breezy's back, okay?
Yeah, I didn't mind. But I get the point, though. I get the point.
Or they hover. That creeps me out.
I have full space in front of my desk for you to stand there and talk to me, but people want to walk around and stand next to me. I hate that. This one lady came in and was like, hey, can I borrow this pen and just pick the pen up off my desk? I disinfected the shit out of that pen when she left. Ma'am, don't touch my stuff.
I kid you not. I put down tape on the floor and said, if you cross this tape, you are officially too far in my personal space. I mean, literally, it makes my skin crawl.
I blockade myself. I have a little tray that comes out on my desk. I pull it all the way out, even though I can't get my big ass past it. I don't care. I don't want you passing it. Like, I need you to back all the way up. Like, if I could just get one of those doors where, like, it's, you know, it opens on the top, and then, like, I can just close the bottom and lock it so people can come to the top of the door. And
like
then I need you.
Door,
then I come to
the
you.
Room. The
then
room
I come
door.
To you. But I don't want you over here in my space, on my computer, near my stuff, near me. I don't want you over here.
Don't touch me. And it's funny because I'm a very touchy-feely person.
But not at work, though. I had the same conversation with my mother today because we have a gym, right? The gym has a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also another bathroom on that same floor closer to my office where people can take showers. Like, it's for the people that jog, they say. Because, you know, you can't go into the gym without a pass, but you can, you know, jog and then come in, whatever. There are two showers in there and a shower stall with a curtain, and then there's two showers right next to each other and one bench. If there's somebody in the shower, I do not go behind that curtain. And my mother's like, what's the problem? It's just a da-da-da. I'm like, I don't want to see your cootie cat and then turn around 2 hours later and you handed me a piece of paper. I don't want, no, that doesn't go together. Like, you asking me to take you seriously, and I've seen your vagina, man. That's just not my idea of,
listen,
of business.
That's life.
No, it's
everybody
not.
Has
no.
it. Every female.
And that's what I'm just saying. Everybody has one. Yes, but I don't want to see yours and then have to do business with you. Like, I can't. There used to be this lady in there. Oh, my God. There used to be a lady in there that would stand in front of the sink. Now, mind you, this is a bathroom that people use also. It's not just to take showers. This is a bathroom that everybody on the floor uses. She would stand in front of the sink, naked in flip-flops, and brush her teeth. I'd walk in. Good morning. Oh, no. Not a good morning. I just had to look at your saggy boobs while you were brushing your teeth, and all I wanted to do is pee. It's like 8:15. I'm not in the mood. I just couldn't. And then she would come in my office later and be like, hey, is John here? Look, Saggy Tits, he's not here. I need you to get out.
That is when Deidre would say, I feel terribly uncomfortable with you and your saggy boobs.
Tell her that.
Oh, my gosh. She doesn't work there anymore, thank God. But, like, my mother just couldn't understand why I don't want to do business with people whose vaginas I've seen.
So, you're trying to tell me if you saw a penis, you'd be okay.
Hey.
Listen,
hey,
there's no double standards in this thing, ma'am.
There are no men in the women's bathroom.
But if there were, you know, they have those gender-neutral bathrooms now.
I would never, ever, ever go in one.
And people think that they're gender-neutral.
There are a few things sadder than saggy balls.
Well, I'll tell you what creeps me out. So I'm in the bathroom. I'm using a urinal. And there's three free stalls.
And you come stand right next to me.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Only like sitting next to men in the movies. Give me a seat.
Let me tell you about the barn dance or whatever it was that we had to do last Friday to prevent two men from sitting next to each other. When we all went out to lunch, people were arriving at their leisure, and anytime a man would come in, there was always a man sitting on the outside of the booth. So we had to get up and reconfigure ourselves so that there weren't two men sitting next to each other, because apparently sitting next to a man in a booth is gay.
Uncomfortable.
I shouldn't say gay. I'm sorry for saying gay. Don't be offended. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that creeps me out. And I'm pretty sure women, y'all probably hear this all the time. If an older man tells you, you know, you make a wish for younger days. I don't like when 80-year-old women tell me
what
I make the wish for younger days. That just
I'm glad because men act like, oh, don't nothing bother me, blah blah blah. Whatever, sucker. Y'all know y'all don't really like old vagina hollering at you.
I don't want to, because now all I see is you. I don't know what you looked like 60 years ago. All I see is you. I don't want to imagine your old, decrepit, sagging ass doing freaky shit.
But
she
may not be sagging.
You don't know. You don't know her life.
I don't want to know. I'm cool, man. I'm good.
She may have a perfect body underneath all of that.
You may have some liver spots, but still taut.
She still does her kegel.
Right. And a little KY jelly cake kale.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely, you know, you in the bathroom right next to me when there's three other stalls.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, more work creep shit. There's a man in my job that calls me baby. I don't like it.
Listen. Let me tell you something about this whole dating scenario, this whole thing, and hopefully I'm almost with my foot out the whole dating game. I'm a little excited about that, but I'm going to tell you what I freaking hate.
What's going on?
Is for dudes to call me baby, sweetie, sugar, anything, and my name is Deidre. Please, call me Deidre. Hey, baby. Sugar. Love. Can you call me... Hell no. Who is love? Who is baby? Because on my birth certificate, it doesn't say that. And I specifically told you my damn name was D. Can we use D?
That's what she said.
And that was totally something I would say. Can we use D? Okay, sorry.
You stupid. But I'm saying that irks the shit out of me. Like,
imagine,
I have literally stopped.
That at work, though. Imagine that at work. Dude, he tried to play me one day. He didn't have his paperwork in order. I was out of town. He tried to tell my boss, oh, yeah, this is it right here. And he had put what he had missed on the paperwork that he turned into my boss to make it seem like I screwed something up. I was like, oh, no, I got it right here. I pulled that thing off my desk and handed it to my boss. He's like, oh, and the dude was like, oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I did try to get one over. Oh, yeah. Don't think I'm going to forget, you jive time turkey sucker mother. Anyway, so then he found out that we graduated from the same college. He graduated 20-something years before me, but... Then all of a sudden, we was best damn friends. Oh, did you go to the disc? Did you do that? Did you blah, blah, blah? And I'm looking at him like, you mother, I didn't forget what you did to me. I ain't never going to forget. Ever. So now he walks by. Now he walks by and be like, hey, baby, how you doing? And walks out the door. I'll be like, you better keep it moving because I'm going to tell you the next time. You see my name above the door, right?
It does not say baby.
It don't say baby. Okay? That's trying to creep me out. I'm not your baby. Boo-boo.
Not your baby, your sweetie, your sugar pie.
Honey punch. So you all can let us know what creeps you all out. 760.
683.
Dr. T, are you still listening? Dr. T, are you still listening? Just let me know. Thanks.
She is. 662.
She is. Yes.
And don't forget to get us on Twitter.
Because I see her number. In the queue.
Well, tell us stop being lurker and call on in then.
Hey, boo. All
right.
So what else is going on with y'all?
Well, first of all, for those who are listening, we didn't give out the full number. Oops. You can call in at 760-683-2662. It's doing it all sexy and stuff.
And there goes six right here.
I used to think I wanted to do that for a living, or at least part-time, not a living, but yeah. Deidre, nope, whatever this face is, just
okay.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
I'll take it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All righty.
Well, I had some pretty awesome thoughts about what I wanted to talk about, but we've been moving steadily along. And we have another 37 minutes to be a part of your world, and you in ours. And that's wonderful. So if you're listening and you want to talk to us.
Yeah, call and talk shit. We don't care.
Right.
No, please don't talk shit. I can't take it today.
Yes, you can.
I might concuss somebody out today. I might.
We don't know.
I might. It's our decision, but I might concuss you out. Okay, can we talk about health real quick? Wait a minute. Somebody slammed it. Okay. Well, let me just make this one quick statement. I appear to be losing weight, right?
Awesome.
However, the scale gives me the big middle finger every time I get on it. And I don't seem, I can't wrap my brain around that.
Well,
but my clothes
you know
say I'm losing weight.
Damn, the scale say.
My clothes say I'm tightening up.
Sure.
My boo said I was tightening up. Ow!
Your boo?
I'm sorry, that was a lie.
Did no? Oh, both y'all got
it. Your boo?
I'm sorry, that was a lie.
Hold on. Right.
It felt really good to say, but very shameful to admit that I was lying.
You're a liar.
So you got a new boo, and Deidre got 1 foot out of the data game. What's going on with that? You found somebody?
I did.
You ain't tell me about it.
She ain't tell me, not neither. Jive time turkey.
Thought we was family here.
Well.
What's his name?
His name is Trevor. He's what? Not on Facebook.
Oh, I was like, not that one.
Damn, homie.
Why is he not on Facebook? Now, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
No, he's on Facebook.
Under a different name?
Under a different name. And we shall never,
ever be Facebook friends.
Facebook friends.
Trevor's giving
Won't
you the D.
He do it.
Do what?
No.
No, we can't be Facebook friends. All
right.
And I'm good with that. Very good with that.
So what do you
and
mean?
I gave him shit for quite a long time because I thought he was ain't shit.
What?
Ain't shit.
Why are you thinking he wasn't that he ain't shit? Or why did you think?
He's someone who offers, and this is all me. These are my. Sweetie, he doesn't even know about the show.
Oh, you keep it secret. So
I'm not keeping secrets.
Well, it's, I never keep a secret. I never tell a lie.
I'm not keeping secrets. I'm not saying that I won't ever tell him. I'm just saying that at this particular point in our dealings, I didn't find the need for it to come up. Anywho. He's someone who's very complimentary. So he offers up compliments all the time.
And it can get insincere. It can feel insincere, right?
Well, I it's funny that, okay, so when I was looking at your letter about your little guy, your little purchase card person.
Creep. Your purchase card creep? Uh-huh.
Right. I really was laughing because I've told him, I've named him, he's my African love.
He's African.
He's not African.
Darn it, that would have been a great.
That would have been a great show.
However, he sounds like those scams, you know. I miss you.
I want you to know that you are so beautiful. I have missed you all day. I do not know how I have gotten along without you. Up until this time.
I have to go.
But I want you to be my queen forever. I want to take care of you. I think you are so beautiful.
That is what he does. And so I was like, this is BS. He doesn't do this all the time.
Child.
And in these last couple of times that we've been hanging out, yeah, he does that in person.
You're so fantastic. I cannot believe that I have met you.
But that's what he does. But that's...
You are a dream.
So I had to get used to that. And I kind of like it. Like, he's the kind of guy who will call you up and say, hey, I really didn't want nothing. I just missed you and wanted to let you know.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, pennies just dropped.
Should they have dropped the night before?
No. Thank you very much. Yeah, so we've been hanging out.
So where'd you meet him?
Yeah.
It's not your business.
Ooh, wait.
Let me Tinder.
Kitty's got claws.
You met him on Tinder. Stop lying.
I don't have a problem saying I met people on Tinder. I've met a couple of Tinder honeys.
Tinderonis.
Yeah, that. I've met that.
The truth about Ronnie.
This is Mr. Trevor.
Okay.
I know him. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Why are y'all doing that picture?
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm feeling a little happy about it.
That's why I got a little glow about yourself.
I did tell y'all, right, that I was trying to get back with my ex. And you want me to tell you what sealed the deal?
No, you ain't.
I did.
Oh, come on, Breezy. Everybody knew that.
I did tell you.
No, I did. Something.
Okay, well.
I said something. Don't you worry.
Well, she did. She was like, ma'am, we're supposed to be moving forward.
And not hustling backwards.
She did say that. But let me tell you what kind of it hurt. I mean, like, literally hurt my feelings. So, you know my birthday was May 1st, right?
True.
He didn't even call. Yeah, you hear that? Silence.
Damn, homie.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
If you're listening right now, though, you need a swift kick.
But check this out. Check this out. So then I had a couple of drinks. So I did the drunk text. And I was like, the whole day. I couldn't even get an HBD.
You MF.
And he came back and he was like, I had a bad day. You know, I just did.
Your day. Oh, my. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I was like, not even in the morning. And he was like, I had a bad day. And what I'm not going to do is be guilted into something.
Sexy chocolate.
Really? That's.
And then really? Trevor came in and was like, he can't love you, girl, like I love you. Baby, you should know it's true.
And
you should never want to be with no man if he can be your man.
He basically did.
Don't I know it? Don't I know life is a funny, funny thing sometimes.
The horizontal mambo yet?
No.
Sir. Get out of her bedroom. Hey, why does it look like him? No, just let me stop playing with you.
I was over there looking like, wait, it does.
Why do you have this picture of you on his pendant? No, I'm just playing.
Wait, yeah.
I play too much. Let me stop. He can't never go.
Okay, so what's going on with you? You're a boom.
Big fat zero, zilch, nothing, nada.
You need
guess
more
who's
people.
Single? Bree Cooley. What's the problem? What'd you say?
You need more people.
Yeah.
Really? Why? Because you don't believe me?
No.
Ask my dry phone. Watch this. You see that dust? See that dust coming over there? Phone is dry. And I'm okay with that because I'm busy, but, you know. It'd be nice to canoodle. Something.
So, have y'all cuddled? Now you are.
We have.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And check this out, Breezy. Because y'all know how I feel about letting dudes know where I stay.
Don't tell you run back to the crib.
He's been to the crib.
He's been, okay. Well, I got to meet this dude.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Marsha. Wilson said, you knew what you were dealing with.
Oh.
You let him back in.
Oh.
Hey.
You can't be that snake.
Keep it real.
That's how you do it. Keep it 100.
Why would you read that?
Because we have to.
It's amongst friends, right?
No.
Thank you much for that, but keep it coming.
No.
Okay, she go again.
Why is there somebody on? Never mind. Let me mind my business. Hey. Keep talking. You said that she goes again. You keep talking.
No, she didn't post anything, so okay.
Do I? Yeah. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I just saw our conversation going on.
No, it's not.
Shut
your mouth. Here. I'm fully here. I'm here. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have anything going on.
Wait, no. Someone asked if I met some tenderonis on Tinder, and
that is
yes.
What tenderoni means.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, I had one failed Tinder. Oh yeah, I went on a Tinder date.
How did it go?
Yeah, it was a big fat zero. Actually, he was cool, but. He was way too cool to pick up the phone, even though I knew he wasn't doing anything, because he used to sit at home and smoke weed and play video games. And so we went out, and it was really nice. We had a really good time. And he's like, oh, I really want to see you again, blah, blah, blah. So we went out again.
Did he have the munchies?
We went out again, and I thought that he had not made any plans, and I was upset, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he had actually gone to the restaurant to try to get on the list because he had not made brunch reservations. And so I was like, okay, I'll accept that. So we went out the second time, and he's like, oh, I really want to hang out with you some more, blah, blah, blah. I said, that's cool, but it's cold out here. This is not hanging out clothes. These are not hanging out shoes, because I had just come from church. So I went home. He lives right around the corner from me. I called him back, and I was like, would you like to come with me to the movies? Because my friend's movie had just come out, and I wanted to support on opening weekend. He was like, oh, yeah. Does that mean you're paying? And now I don't really like that he asked that, but because I asked him, I was like, yes, cool. So we went out. He was like, you know, I don't really want to see the movie, but I do want to spend time with you, blah, blah, blah. Great. We talked a little bit afterwards, texted back and forth, and that was it. Because I wasn't going to keep initiating conversation and you know. My thing is, if you're going to do something, then be consistent. So if you're going to text me good morning every morning, when you don't text me good morning, be like, oh, okay, cool. But I'm not going to be like, why don't you text me good morning this morning? No. If that's what you're going to do, then you remain consistent. It's not my job to make you be consistent. Like, if that's what you're going to do, that's what you do. But I'm not going to chase you down to do it.
Of what you won't do.
Yeah, so that was my 1 week failed Tindership.
I've never used Tinder.
I've had some success.
And I don't. Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Tinder worked out well when I broke up the first time. With my ex, I was able to go out and have some really good conversation.
That's what it was?
Initially. And then we did some other things. And I was very appreciative of Tinder.
Tinder, D-Bob, thank you.
Right. I give it a high five. It says, when that sucker came up and said, will you rate Tinder? I said, yes. I've had some good situations. And I've also had some bad. Now, what I'll say.
Now tell me, what is Tinder again? I've never done it before.
And the ladies appreciate it. No.
I've never done it before, or they appreciate Tinder?
That you've not done it, because Breezy, you go
come on now. See?
Okay, 760
683 2663.
How is this some bull when you just sat there and said, oh, D, that's all you did?
No, we were talking about me.
Oh! So as long as we're not talking about you.
No, ask you a question.
So I'll tell you what Tinder is. Tinder is you look at pictures and you say yes or no. It's sort of like that whole how do you rate? Mm-hmm. You know, you rate me a 1 to a 5. 5 being the only answer you can give and 0 being the other answer you can give.
Basically.
So swipe right or swipe left. Now, you can click on the picture and look at a profile. If they filled it out, and you can look at additional pictures, you will also, because it's connected to Facebook, you're able to see what your mutual interests are and your mutual friends.
Now, here's what's funny about that.
Huh.
Because I've seen people I know
that are married.
And they got name mutual friend. I said, did this mother sucker get another Facebook account just for Tinder? You nasty bastard.
Some of a bitch. So
nasty.
So swipe left is yes, swipe or whatever.
Swipe right is yes. Swipe left is no. And you can view additional pictures if they have them. Now, if you swipe right and she swipes right on you,
it says it's a match.
Do you keep playing?
And that's what they call it, keep playing. Mm-hmm. Keep playing. Keep playing.
So keep playing or go and have a conversation. Now, it is not guaranteed that they will respond. However, the lines of communication are now open. Right. And you can delete.
So what led you to try Tinder?
I'm trying everything. Let me tell you. Have y'all seen the whole Married at First Sight? I would try that.
Hell no.
What is that?
I would try it.
Nah, I ain't trying nothing.
Well, I would try it.
I need to see.
It's called Married at First Sight?
Married at First Sight.
If you want to wear this shoe for the rest of my life, I need to see it. I need to try it on. I need to walk around in it for at least a week.
Call in if you agree or don't agree. Or if you're on Facebook, please do a comment. But let's talk about Married at First Sight. This is a very interesting conversation. Okay. Married at First Sight, you have a psychologist. You have a sexologist. You have a priest. And you have, it's a TV show. And you have a sociologist. And they all come together. So you have to fill out this questionnaire. And you send it in. And, of course, they review and they pick people that they feel would be a match. Then you have to do another set of questions and testing and all that kind of stuff. And these experts are putting together people who they feel are compatible. Okay? Now, this project is 6 weeks long. They put you together. And the first time you guys meet, now you're able to tell them everything. What are your must-haves? What are your deal breakers? Everything. So they've been able to patch you and Bree together because y'all are compatible. Now, the first time you meet Bree is at the altar. Y'all get married. Ain't no hell, no. Listen, you get married. And so... Listen, so you have some people, mainly it's been the women, the door opens, the guy is waiting.
So you didn't see no pictures of each other?
No, nothing. Zip, zero. So you tell everybody you're getting married, like they talk to you, hey, we found a match, you're going to get married on Friday. You're committing to getting married, going on a honeymoon, and then y'all are going to have to find a place or decide where y'all are going to live because this is now your wife. You got to talk about finances. You got to talk about all of that stuff. Looking at the show, the guy is, he's come to the altar with all of his side, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Her people come in. And so he's like, okay, they all look nice. Hopefully her mom is somewhere in the room. And hopefully, and so
she got all her teeth.
Right. Brie.
What? You ain't never seen nobody with a tooth. Come on, come on.
Listen. So, her side comes in and they're like, ooh, he looks really good, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And they was like, thumbs up, blah, blah, blah. So, then the girl walks in her wedding dress, all beautiful and all this kind of stuff. And either they're feeling each other. Or they're not. But guess what? You have to, well, you're signing on to say yes or no. Even though on the TV show, they make it seem like one of them is going to say, yeah, I can't do this. I think to be on TV, you have to say yes, period. Point blank, there is no if, and, or buts about it. But then you go on a honeymoon. Now, after the wedding, and it's a big, nice wedding, you can choose to consummate the wedding.
You can choose to.
You can choose to. The black people that was on the show in the first, they did.
Consummated all night long.
Actually, that's what they did. They did, but so there's two seasons, and out of the two seasons, only there's three couples per season. The first season, the black couple was the only couple that didn't make it. But we have two successful couples who did make it. But anyway.
I just would like to clarify that I did not say that I date folks solely on looks. I just said I need to see the shoe, try it on, walk around in it. I just said, that's what I said.
Are you responding to what someone said?
Yes. I didn't want it to seem shallow because trust me, I have dated some interesting characters.
That we know.
Really crazy?
Yeah. Okay.
You lowered your standards?
Hold up. Someone said, now you know that I would never do that. How long did it take me to get married? 10 years. 10 years.
To get married to one person?
Yes.
To the same person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey.
Anywho.
Ain't nobody trying to marry me one way or the other right now, so hey.
Anywho, so I would totally do it. I mean, because I'm all for love. I mean, it's a choice. You make a decision and you just go for it. I mean, think about arranged marriage. Those are marriages that actually lasted for 30 plus years.
But those are also people that are raised differently than Americans. These aren't Americans.
That's the problem with Americans.
Okay, well then. Carry your ass on.
I didn't say I wanted to leave America. What I said was, that's the problem. Everybody gotta, you know, looks don't last. And nowadays, it ain't even guaranteed that all her shit is real.
This is real. Don't even worry about it, Breezy. It's all real, baby.
Listen, I mean, just like you see those
Jacksons and all that bullshit.
The article where the Chinese dude sued the woman because the kids came out ugly because she had did all of this major surgery.
And she still wasn't that damn cute.
Yeah. You got all this stuff out here. And then I saw that video with the dudes in Atlanta when they were actually females, like born females. And they looked thugger.
Hey, yo, it was this one with like a full beard.
Yes.
What's up, Miss Lady Dude?
Yeah.
Call me. Miss Sir.
So now we're in this age where you have to ask everybody. Like, I need to see baby pictures. Matter of fact, let me see your birth certificate.
Let me chop your head on the throat real quick.
No, because people are getting rid of. They're shaving them down.
You know what? Let's get into that.
I'm taking my ass off out the game.
Right? You see me trying to get out that mug quick? Like, listen, I can't do this.
Let me tell you something. I understand that you don't have to tell people I used to be a man or I used to be a woman.
Yes.
Wait. Now, no, this is, I'm telling you, this is what they're saying. You don't have to disclose that to people. But no, you absolutely have to.
It could be
because that's not fair to the person. You're taking their option away.
Right.
It could be a matter of life or death, too. Mess around the wrong person.
And that's not a hate crime, okay? If you lie to me about, if I'm a man, and
but
you
I
lie
think,
to me about not being, or
no.
You don't tell me that you used to be a man, and then I found out you used to be a man, that's not a hate crime. That's a crime of passion. I am angry.
No, they're actually, there's a guy getting ready to go to prison because he killed someone.
No. You should absolutely go to jail.
But I want to say that they said it was a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime. He lied. You
lied. I want to say that he did.
That's not okay. But then again, they're also the guys that are dating, or actually, was it the? I think this is the guy, and they showed a picture of the girl, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Sir, ain't no way on planet Krypton,
ma'am,
you thought that was the
ma'am,
girl.
Ma'am. If you seen some of them transformation
some of them,
makeup,
but I'm talking about this one in particular. I was like. That's a dude with a wig on.
Ma'am, there are some females that look like dudes in a wig. And that's just keeping it 100.
Yeah, I see someone in the trailer. God, I'm not.
And then they put on all the makeup and then they look like a female.
I don't understand dudes that date women that wear a whole bunch of makeup. Like yeah. a whole bunch. Like my face is light skin, but my hands are dark skin. Like
we like an oil painting? No, that's not good.
Okay, so can we briefly? Okay. Truth be told, I love a good beard. But what's up with the fake beards?
The lace front shits?
I don't like a lace front, and I really, I'm over the what is it, big gin, whatever, the black, where they color in the beard and make it
smaller. Yeah, I don't like none of that.
Boo-boo, same thing. Let me just tell you, if you ain't got it, I can't grow a beard for nothing.
Like, okay. I can grow, well, if I don't shave for a month, to the average man that can grow a beard, what would take me a month to grow would probably take him 2 days to grow. I can't grow a beard for nothing.
But I was going to say, you can grow a beard.
I can't.
I like that.
You can't at
I can't.
All?
I can't. Like, I'm like,
I'm going to tell you right now. Breezy.
I can't grow a beard.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. You put a lace front on? Sir! We may have to talk about something. Trevor, who?
No. I hope he's not listening. Yeah, but no, like, but you know what? Okay, ladies like beers. I get that.
Oh goodness, what just happened?
What happened?
She said, "Wait, pause. Put a pin in it." She says, "By the way, I'm not mad that you're dating. You're dating on Tinder. I'm mad because you used the word tenderoni at your advanced age."
She called you old, son. Okay, let's just be clear that tenderoni is a term that we made up specifically for D, because she kept bringing men that she
was
tender.
One time.
No, but it's not spelled like it. It is reminiscent of the term tenderoni, like from back in the day, Bobby Brown days. But tenderoni is spelled with two I's, and it's a play on the term tender. It's not. It's a throwback,
She called you old.
Younger.
Right. I mean, just because I had a birthday and I'm knocking on 40's door.
Aww.
Right. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Right. No. I'm just saying. Anywho, back to Married at First Sight. At the end of 6 weeks, they have to decide whether or not they want to be married or not. Like, do they want to get a divorce? It is a legal marriage. So they have to decide what they want to do. I think it would be awesome.
That's because you want to dispense of all of the footwork.
I do. I really
do. You ain't
even
slick. You trying to get like, that altar.
Listen, I don't want to do none of that. They done figured it out. I done told them what I wanted, and they say, all right, here you go. Sign me up. Let's do it. Are we going to get into it? Probably not. You want me to tell you why? Because he signed up, too.
You know, after somebody who's been married, I...
Nigga, I've been married. And it's funny because Trevor reminds me of my ex-husband. That's not true. I'm a different person. 760-683-2662. We got 5 more minutes in this game.
5 minutes.
Doug is fresh. You're on. On.
All right, so we got a comment.
Hit us up on Twitter.
All right, so we got another comment from...
You can't pronounce the name?
Santana.
Oh, that would be Shatani.
However, everybody that feels will say they want... Well, that is true.
What happened?
The problem with Married at First Sight is that... will say they want one thing, but they lie. This is true. Now, in order for it to work, you have to be totally vulnerable, totally honest.
And you give, like, all, like, the physical and all that.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. Now, mind you, one dude gave his, you know, but what they went on is their compatibility, you know, like, right, their values and stuff like that.
No, listen.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
They went on the compatibility and didn't get him what he said he liked physically? Is that what you was about to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, like they didn't give him everything that he wanted physically.
Was that a deal breaker for him?
No, it wasn't a deal breaker for him, but they do ask you, you know, like if you can't do short dudes, they're not going to give you a short dude.
If you're compatible?
Well, that can't. Okay. That wasn't what they showed. Because the dude, he, I think he said he liked chicks with big butts.
Mm-hmm.
This chick didn't have a big butt.
Yeah, no. See, listen.
And obviously there were people on there who, you know, wanted to just be instant reality stars, and they were weaned out.
Yeah.
Like people who were truly wanting to get married and do the whole be a couple. Yeah. The good old right. Why are y'all such Debbie Downers? You could do it and be successful. You could be freaky in the sheets. Turning tricks and stuff. Hanging from the ceiling. Sticking you down.
What? I'm gonna wait for that one. What happened? Oh, is that right? Breezy, you have a seriously sexy voice.
Oh.
Ow.
Ow. Hey, Breezy.
I think Shatani is drinking and toasting. No, she said, I mean, folks are lying to themselves. As much as they are lying to the people on the show, there are a lot of people who are comfortable with...
Compatible
with me and aren't attracted to me, and vice versa. People don't
not
like
purple.
To admit...
She's
like
thinking
to,
about Prince. The purple lord
don't like to
surfaced.
Admit how much certain things matter to them. That said, I would be the psychologist on that show in a minute. Yes! I would be the sexologist on that show in a minute. Just let me finish this degree.
I'd be the priest.
You ain't happy. Okay,
listen,
so listen.
I'm just saying.
Here's my thing. I am attracted to what I'm attracted to. And one day it may be you got to be 6 feet tall and muscular, and then I get over that. Not one day, but it just depends on the person as a whole.
Person.
See, but if you go, and we only have like a minute and
90 seconds. All I'm saying is I got to see the person, okay? And I got to know if I give a crap, because I've talked to people in line before, and then I got in front of them and was like, if you don't get on my damn face, okay.
You ain't ready to be married.
Not to that motherfucker, I'm not.
Oh, Jesus. All I'm saying is that love is worth the chance.
Yeah, that is the chance.
No, seriously. It's worth it. Love is worth it. You know, there's the saying that says, it's better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. Really, really? That's how you're going to do it.
That's how I feel.
All right, y'all. It's been real. Tune back in next week when we're going to get into some serious topics.
This was serious topics. Office creeps are a big deal.
They are. But next week we're going to talk about being your true self.
Forget that. I want to be somebody else.
See, that's the problem.
If I'm somebody
else. That's the problem with Americans.
Never have.
Want to be somebody else. see stuff on the TV and want to be that. You're not, boo-boo. You're not Beyonce.
All right, we out here.
Bye.
Holla.